back to another episode of License to Chill. Yeah, we're here. I don't know about you, but today and yesterday were like the two strangest days I've ever had.
Strange?
Like back to back whack.
Huh.
People should start using that phrase more, back to back whack.
Back to back whack.
So weird. Okay, well, yesterday, we had a frisbee party Saturday night, and so, like, that was a lot of fun. To everyone who has forgotten, Elizabeth and I were neighbors.
Oh, my gosh.
Freshman year, and so we went back to our dorm and saw who was living there.
Because it's 100 nights last weekend.
Yeah.
Or this past weekend.
Yeah, so that was, like... It was really nice.
It's like a tradition. Seniors are supposed to go back to their freshman dorms on 100 nights and, like, see who's there.
Yeah, it was...
We met Asher and who was the guy?
I never got his name.
Oh, man.
It could have been Christopher or Daniel. I think that's what was on the door. But it was so funny.
It was kind of wild.
It was kind of like I thought I was going to go in there and be like, oh, my God, like, I haven't been there... Since we left. I don't think I've been in the building.
I don't think I have.
And, like, I thought it would be so weird being back, but it felt exactly the same.
Their bathroom stank. I don't know what's different about men, but... So, our floor was an all-girls floor freshman year. The building is co-ed, but the floors are divided. And this year, it's an all-men's floor. And it smelled so bad.
I did not notice that.
It smelled awful.
Huh. Okay, the only thing that I thought was kind of funny is, like, walking around didn't feel that different. Like, I went into my room, and it didn't really feel... I mean, obviously, it looked a lot different, but... I don't know. It didn't feel weird. But then we recreated some of the mirror selfies that we had taken.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, like, looking at myself in the mirror looked different. I don't know.
It was weird. We did a little side-by-side. Maddie came with us because we have a nice picture of us in the hallway mirror. It was weird. I forgot, like, how kind of nice those rooms are, though.
I know. I'm trying to find the photo.
Those closets are actually really nice. Like, I forgot how convenient they were.
I don't know why I, like, left and had it in my head that, like, it was really gross.
It wasn't that bad.
Like it was... What? It wasn't that bad.
Like, the building itself was just a little crusty. I mean,
maybe,
like,
it's because the outside looked so bad, so then every time I'd walk by, I'd be like, I lived there?
I mean, it is an old building.
Like, the hallway's kind of gross.
And, like, when it's hot out, it gets really gross in there.
But, like, I don't know. I don't remember it being that gross in the moment. And then when we went back, I didn't feel that gross either.
Like, the rooms were actually nice.
I mean, especially the guy who lived in your room.
Yeah, they had it done up nicely.
They had a great setup.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then I went to this frisbee party, which was just a good time. And then Sunday, Ori had a hockey game.
Hmm.
And it was their last game. And I went to watch it with Alex, Danielle, and Jules. And it was really cool.
Where do they play hockey?
It's like the Lehigh Valley Rink or something. It's like 20 minutes away.
Who do they play against?
St. Joe's.
Oh, that's like...
Philly.
Yeah.
They lost.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. They were playing really well in the beginning. They were up by like 3-4. And then by the end, it was like 7-12.
Hmm.
But it was cool. I've never watched a hockey game. And, yeah, Alex was like really into hockey, which I did not know. But that was really cool. And then on our way there... We saw a Goodwill, and we were like, let's go thrift shopping. And so we went thrift shopping, and I got two dresses.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so cool. I got two dresses, and we went to Giant, and the Giant by there was really nice.
Hmm.
And then we went to Wegmans, and I got shrimp, and it was like this crazy like road trip day that was really nice.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was like a really chill day. And I like... Yeah, I, like, went to sleep. And I was like, wow, like, everything's great. Like, that was such a great, nice day. And then Ori came over for dinner. And then I woke up this morning at 10:10, which is when I wake up before my 11 o'clock class. And I got all these text messages because Alex had tested positive for COVID. Danielle had tested positive for COVID.
Our entire novice team has been wiped out.
Oh, my God.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. A lot of them got COVID.
And you were with them on Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I don't understand the rules now. They're just like, as long as you don't have symptoms, just, like, go about your business.
I know. It was so weird. I didn't know what to do. And then it was really crazy in a good way. I woke up at 10:10 from all these texts. And apparently in the time that since 9 to 10, Danielle and Jules had gone to CVS, got tests, taken the tests. And so I literally just walked downstairs and they were like, or Jules was like, oh, hey, like, here's your test. And so I was negative. I feel fine. Yeah.
I don't understand the rules anymore. They're like, you can go to class. Like, you can do everything.
As normal
until you're symptomatic.
I know. That's what the contact tracer told. Did you get contact traced?
Well, like, you told me that. And then, like, you know, everyone on the crew team was looking into it because, like, yeah, they were like, oh, my God, like, what do we do? Can we still go to practice? Yeah. Like, we were with all these people this weekend. And it was like, ah. So mm-hmm. then, like, they, like, re-looked up the rules. And so, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, go about my business. And, I mean, I'm not going to get tested unless I feel like I have symptoms.
Yeah.
Maddie's going to get tested because her boyfriend's going to visit for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And I figure, you know, like, she, Erica, and I live in such close proximity that, like, yeah, if one of us is positive, we can assume that all of us are.
But see, like, that's the weird thing, that Danielle and I are negative, or Jules and I are negative, and Danielle is positive.
That makes no sense.
We were together all weekend. And so, like, I don't understand. And so then there was this whole thing this morning where Jules was like, maybe we should just all isolate together in the living room. But then I was like, why would I isolate with someone who I know has COVID when I don't? Yeah,
if you can assume you're negative, or you know you're negative, at least right now.
Yeah, and then Jules took a test from CVS and then Bailey's today and was both negative.
Hey, I don't know. It's weird.
So weird. Yeah, and so, like, I didn't go to class my 11 o'clock because it was, like, crazy in the morning. But, like, I got my senior portrait today.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
We could talk about that after some songs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play some songs and we can recap. I can tell you're getting antsy.
You can tell we didn't have dinner together, so we have a lot to talk
about. Oh, that's, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all my fault, I'm to blame, that I'm alone holding my phone and waiting for a voice on the line saying I cannot sleep tonight. If I get too close, you run away, try to make you mine 100 times. You let me inside the other day, can't get you off my mind. I'm falling back.
this hangover from sipping on Milagro down in Cabo. I missed my flight, but that's okay. I'll catch the next one out tomorrow. All these senoritas drinking margaritas by the bottom. All these fellas, they keep staring while I'm passing avocado. She said, I'll meet you at a 3:45. I was so damn drunk, I had to sleep on the floor. And I couldn't make it back until I was sure it was innocent. She said, I'll meet you at a 3:45. I was so, so damn drunk, I had to sleep on the floor. And I couldn't make it back until I was sure it was innocent. Layover, been waiting for my flight out to Chicago. Let's hit the slopes, we're getting Rocky Mountain high in Colorado. On a PJ, and the next thing that I know, I'm down in Lago. Let's hit up Paris, see the pyramids, I'm down at the Palazzo.
Hey guys, we're back. That was You Make It Easy by Red Hearse and Milagro by The Lagoons.
Both were mine. We had a little technical difficulty.
No, that was it was on purpose. Behind the scenes. We wanted to do that.
It was totally intentional. The first one came up on my Discover Weekly, but I love the song Red Hearse by Red Hearse on the album Red Hearse. We've played it on here before.
Really?
We have, yeah, a while ago. But that's a really good one. And then this one came up on my Discover Weekly, and I was like, oh, Red Hearse. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. So here it is. And then the second one, Milagro. I just thought it was funny.
It was funny.
Beachy.
Yeah. It made me feel like, not in a movie, but like maybe in a movie.
It sounds like it belongs in like a movie background soundtrack.
Yeah. Like when there's like pan onto a beach, people walking on a beach, like.
Yeah, I just thought I saw it in my head. I goofy, don't know. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was kind of silly. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do we want to talk about senior portraits?
Oh, sure.
There's not really much to say about it, is there?
I hate school photos.
I feel like I grimace at them. I think, because they're like, smile, and I'm like, it's not like I'm unhappy, but I'm not like,
it's forced. Happy.
Yeah, so it's like, let me just, like, bare my teeth at you.
I'm, like, annoyed. I don't know. I think the whole thing is forced. Because they're like, do business casual, business professional attire. And I'm like, I don't wear professional attire in my everyday, day-to-day. Like, I wear a blazer, which is, like, I assumed what you were supposed to. I don't know. Like I said.
I think I misread the, I thought it was, like, don't wear a hoodie. So, I wore this, but I didn't realize they take pictures in, like, what you're wearing that day.
Wait, what did you expect?
I don't know. I thought they were just going to put the gown on you and take a picture for the yearbook. Because, like, in high school, you could wear an outfit, and, like, that was, like, a package deal.
Yes.
Like, if you wanted the pictures in the outfit,
yes,
you, like, paid extra for that.
Okay.
And then they just gave you, like, the drape, you know, that the girls wore, and then they put the gown, like, the fake half gown on you. And, like, that was that. So I thought I was just going to show up and they would, like, put the gown on me.
Oh.
Like, this isn't, like...
No, it's a nice sweater.
It's a nice sweater. But I was like, oh, maybe I should have worn something, like, dressier? I don't know. And then they, like, do your hair for you.
That was so annoying.
She was like, is there any particular way, like, you want your hair done? And I was like,
I was like, the way it is now.
She's like, do you mind if I adjust it? And I was like, sure.
Yeah. It was weird. And then, okay, and then I walk in and I was like, can I see the photo? She was like, is this your first time getting your photos taken? And I was like, yes. And she's like, no, you can't see the photo. I'm like, I understand. Like, I guess I see, because then they're going to have me being like, oh, take it again. I don't like it. Take it again.
Yeah.
But they could say, like, you could see it, but I'm not going to take it again. Like, you know, it would be nice to know, like, wow, I have a bad photo. I don't know. And then I get so anxious beforehand. Like,
really?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know why. Like, is my hair frizzy? Because I'd gone on a walk right before, and so my ears were all red.
And it was cold. Snowing. What time did you go?
2:24.
Oh, I went this morning, and it was snowing.
It was snowing this morning. It was really pretty. It started raining, like, just as I started to get there. And then on the way back, it was raining. And I was like, I hope my mascara is not dripping.
Oh, that's the thing. I had mascara on. I double-checked.
I think about you every time I wear mascara, and it precipitates.
Guys, did I ever tell this story on air?
Tell it again,
in case you forgot. I went on a date last year to an ice hockey rink, or, like, ice skating rink. We went ice skating. And I had mascara on, and I don't wear waterproof mascara because I think it's a pain in the butt, and, like, you can never take it off. And so we were skating, and we were wearing masks, and, like, when you breathe, your breath, like, comes out the top of your mask, I guess, and then it condensed onto my eyelashes. And I wasn't wearing waterproof mascara, so then it just, like, ended up running down my face. And, yeah, so, yeah, that's the story. Be careful when you're in the cold and you wear a mask and you have mascara.
That's so silly. Yeah, I think about this all the time. Because then one time last year, I was wearing mascara and it started snowing and it started dripping off. And I was like, oh, my God, I should have listened to Elizabeth.
Yep, there you have it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it was fine, but then the guy that did, like, the gown pictures,
yeah,
he was, like, not having a good time.
Really?
He did not look happy.
Wait, we got along well.
Really?
He was like, did you say you're a BS? And I was like, I'm a BA in psychology and economics. He's like, oh, you get this color thing. And I was like, what? Like, what if I'd said I was a BS? He's like, oh, well, then you would have got this one. I was like, can I do both? He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, do you want to be a BS? I'm like, well, people like that better. He's like, why is that? I'm like, I don't know, like, science. And then we, like, had a laugh.
Did you take one with the BS thing?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I should have. What color was the BA one?
White.
Oh, mine was yellow.
It was yellow, yeah. And yeah. Then he was like, can I fix your hair? And I'm like, what the frick is wrong with my hair? And then he was like, you probably don't believe me that I'm good at hair. And I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, well, I've been doing this for 23 years. And he's like, that's longer than you've been alive. And I'm like, yes.
He didn't look that old.
Did not look that old, now that you mention it.
No. I would put him at, like, late 20s.
He had some grayness going on. I was thinking, like, 35.
Oh. Honestly, I didn't look that closely. But
then he was like, well, like, I've been watching a lot of Queer Eye. Do you trust me now? And I was like, oh, I like Queer Eye. It was silly.
Yeah, and then you have to hold, like, the silly plastic diploma.
So silly. And I'm like, why am I doing this weird, like, forced thing?
I don't know. Yeah, Erica told me how much the yearbook cost, and now I forget. It was, like, absurdly expensive.
I'm not getting it.
No. I mean, in high school, it made sense, because I knew most of those people.
I missed the chance to even get a yearbook.
For Lafayette?
Yeah.
Oh, we missed it already?
I was told we missed it.
Oh, well, darn, I guess that's that. Huh. Yeah. I wasn't going to get one anyway, but huh.
But then we should play more
we
songs.
We should play some tunes.
Okay. Bye, guys.
No, you have to find yours. It's still on mine.
Oh, I got yours, it. Yours. Don't worry.
A lazy rain am I, the skies refuse to cry, cremation takes its piece of your supply. The night is dressed like noon, a sailor spoke too soon. China's on the dark side of the moon. Hit me now. The platypus are few, the secret life of censorship, riding on a headless horse to make the trip. I'm
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. So those were two songs, two of my picks. And the first one was Black Summer by Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I listened to on my walk here to the studio, and I thought it was pretty good. I think it's kind of crazy because I started listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers in freshman year, probably, and in those 4 years, this is the new release. They released this like a month ago. And so it's kind of cool how they're still making music, and like they have albums from like 1990s.
They're an oldie.
I know, it's crazy. They have a concert this summer. Ooh. And wow, they have an album from 1984. That's Whoa. So long ago. But I'm sad because, you know, it's crazy. Like, I don't know where I'm going to be this in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll just make sure I can get back to New York. But, like, what if I have a job in California? I don't even know.
Yeah, and you can't get back.
So that was kind of whack. So I'm hoping that they go on another tour, I guess, one day.
Yeah.
They're kind of old, but that's okay.
I remember when they did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, my God.
2 years ago. Did you see who's doing the Super Bowl halftime show this
year? It's, like, a lot of crazy people.
Like, Snoop Dogg and, like, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess... I'm not sure how much, I feel like they, you know, appeal to a very specific audience.
Wait, let's see who it is.
It's a whole slew of people.
It's a lot of people. Okay, Eminem. Wait, I like Eminem. I watched that Eminem movie. Was that 8 Mile? Was that Eminem?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry for this tangent, but there's this... Yeah, okay, there's this movie, 8 Mile, and it's about Eminem's life. And, like, before that, I didn't really know much about Eminem, but after watching this movie, like, I have just so much respect. Highly recommend.
But, like, his is music that I only listen to if I'm doing, like, an angry workout.
Like, I don't
enjoy it.
I don't think I've... Well, maybe after watching this movie, but I've never... I rarely choose to listen to Eminem. Snoop Dogg... My sister, shout out to M, listens to Snoop Dogg.
Also not a fan of, I'm not a fan of his.
Mary J. Blige.
Had not heard of her before.
I don't know who that is. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit. I will say, Kendrick Lamar, I definitely know who this is, but.
Oh, you definitely do.
But what songs does he sing that I would know?
You definitely know it. Hold on, I'm going to look up his Spotify.
Oh, Humble, obviously.
Yeah.
Humble. I definitely, like, know him, but I've never, like, gone out of my way to listen to him.
Like, it's stuff that will, like, come up on one of my workout playlists, but, like, I would never choose.
Oh, yeah, this one. Okay, the other thing is, like, a lot of this, even just the stuff in the title is explicit. Okay, just this one. Like, I wonder how... Same with Eminem, I feel like...
Like, they're all songs I'll recognize.
Yeah.
But, like, only because... Like, I hear them elsewhere.
I think it'll be cool. I think, like, it'll be cool.
What demographic do you think watches the Super Bowl the most?
I'm thinking, like, 40-year-old white men.
Like, do 40-year-old white men, like, enjoy Snoop Dogg?
Oh, wait, Dre. Dr. Dre. Beats by Dre. I don't think I know any songs by...
Oh, you definitely do.
Not the California Bureau of Real Estate. I have never seen
you,
this.
Listen, hold on. This is Dr. Dre. You don't recognize this intro?
Guys, I'm embarrassed.
You played sports in high school? Come on.
Track? You don't listen to music while
you're... You don't have a pregame, like, hype playlist that you're singing plays? What?
Okay.
I cannot believe you don't recognize that.
Guys, I feel so embarrassed.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, well, I'll go listen to Dr. Dre in this week. And I'll get back to you.
You really? Hold on, I'm shook. Have you ever, like, been to a football game and they've, like, played that for the intro? Like, when people are running out on the field?
I mean, the only football games I've been to are the ones at Lafayette College.
Your high school didn't have a football team?
They did. I went to one game, I think.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't judge you for that. I didn't go to my high school football
game. Okay.
I'm shook.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to listen to the song in this interlude. Maybe I know it.
Oh my gosh. You definitely do.
Guys, I don't run a radio station.
To be fair, most of his songs are explicit and probably don't end up on the radio, but...
Ha!
He's definitely popular enough to have clean versions.
I think that this will be cool, though. I think people will... I think it'll be really cool. I think it'll be cool.
I think it'll be interesting.
I think it'll be cool.
Someone's really bopping out in the next
room.
Someone
is playing in the next room, and I'm a little not concerned, but, like, it's very loud.
Hmm. Let's play some tunes.
Let's tune it up. Okay. Tune time. Hey guys, we're back. So I feel like a lot happened. Well, it's funny because like you guys listen to music, but we're in here like chatting it up.
It turns out Hannah doesn't recognize Dr. Dre songs.
I have never heard a Dr. Dre song consciously.
I'm gonna
go home and do some research because I've been in a little bit of a music rut where I only listen to like Janelle Monae.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been trying to listen like to Discover Weekly. Like I want a new artist, you know, like.
Well, maybe Dr. Dre is a big jump from.
Okay, well, here's my other thing. When I work out, like today I did a core workout in my room and it was like really, really good. And I usually listen to like my party playlist because sometimes when I work out, I like to sing along. But like I couldn't sing along to that song because I currently don't know it. But I also don't think there's much of a beat to really, like, bop along to.
Mm.
Like, when Riding Solo by Jason Derulo came on, it was, like, the fastest part of my workout. Because it's, like, my favorite song.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I know all the words. And there's, like, 8 words.
Yeah, that makes it easy. You could learn the words.
I could. You know how, like, you know when you're, like, out? I guess it's at a party and a song comes on and, like, there are those people who know all the words to the song.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Do you think that they, like, practice? Like, do you think they study? Because, you know, I've listened to a bunch of songs. Like, there's those songs that you always hear, but, like, I still don't know all the words. Like, I know the beat of it, but I don't know all the words.
There's probably not a single song that I can sing from start to finish.
There's a couple. I think I have, it's 3 songs.
Mr. Brightside's probably the only one.
Oh my god, that's so sad. I could probably do that, actually.
Which is embarrassing.
I like to say, Hey Ya by Outkast.
There's not a lot of words in that one either.
Okay, there's a little bit of a rap. Definitely Ride and Solo by Jason Derulo. I think Bang Bang, I can get a lot of them in.
Even the rap?
I'm pretty good at the rap.
Ooh, okay.
Not all of it, but I'm pretty good.
Impressive.
But, like, I couldn't sing it now. I'd have to, like, hear, like, sing along kind of thing.
You have to, like, you know, like, warm up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but some people just, like, know it all so well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pop the repeat. Oh, I didn't even say what songs you were playing. So the first one was Don't Look Back, Love, by Streamers, the band. I would say I liked it. I didn't really hear it because in the studio here, we were listening to
Dr. Dre.
But, yeah.
It was from my Discover Weekly.
It sounded kind of nice when I tuned in. It gave me like a happy vibe, which was nice.
Yeah, chill, happy, you know.
The second one was Pop Therapy by Video Age. And I heard it, that's from Discover Weekly. And it just felt really silly. I was listening to it and it like, I described it a little bit as elevator music.
And I agreed.
Which maybe is an insult, but I thought it was kind of silly because it was, like, poppy and, like, pop therapy, is he? Like, kind of upbeat. But then, like, they're talking about, like, therapy, which is, like, it's kind of a serious thing. But it's, like, poppy. I don't know. I thought it was kind of silly. I liked it.
It's good.
Maybe a nice background song. I don't know what you guys are doing right now, if you need a background song or not, but yeah. Let's see. Should we play some more tunes? We have time. Do you have anything exciting you want to talk about?
You know, not particularly.
Not really? You know, I was just thinking that because of this COVID situation, I've been, like, I went on a walk today. Just, like, around campus. It was, like, maybe 20 minutes, but it was so nice. Like, I kind of just want to, like, go on a walk. Just, don't stop. Like, a nonstop walk. So, on my walk, I'm going to listen to Dr. Dre. That's what I was getting at with this.
That's a good plan.
That's my
plan. You can
study
up for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then when the Super Bowl halftime show comes on, you can just, like, sing along to every single song.
And everyone's going to be like, what? No way.
She's so cool. She's so cool. She knows all these rap artists.
And I'm going to forget it immediately. Okay. Let's play some tunes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it up. Here we go. Hey guys, we're back. So that was the Paul Newman Daytona Rolex by Brett Denon and Tommy Boy by Kid Smoko.
Yeah, so the Paul Newman song was my pick. Shout out to Aunt Donna.
Woo!
For that one, it was part of her January recap playlist to me.
Aww.
So it made an appearance. I liked it.
The second one was my pick. That was definitely Discover Weekly from one of my walks. I apologize for the kind of aggressive, like, interlude section. I really like the chorus, but some of the rest of it was a little weird.
I like the crickets.
I like that, too. But, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
What?
Yeah, I worked out at 6:30, and then I was done at, like, 7, took a shower, and then it was, like, 7:20. I don't know. I wasn't really feeling it.
What are you gonna make for dinner?
I don't know. I went to Wegmans yesterday. I got frozen shrimp.
Ooh.
And so I might make something with shrimp.
Mm.
But I guess I have to defrost it. I don't know. But then I have tofu in the fridge, so maybe I'll do that.
Mm.
Got a lot of options here.
That's exciting.
I know. I went to Wegmans. Jules wanted to go to Wegmans to get salmon, and I spent $23 on a bag of shrimp.
I hope it's worth it.
Me as well. It was like a bigger bag, so it was like better unit price. So, you know, maybe I was getting a deal, but it felt quite bold of my... I felt very bold.
Is $23, like, how much shrimp do you get for $23?
I don't even know.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm hoping they were like happy shrimp.
Is it like cows, like happy cows, or like give better meat or something?
Well, it's like, you know, like grass-fed cows. They're like live their life eating grass, which is what they're supposed to be eating. Huh. And then they're happy, so the meat... It's not like a mental thing. It's just...
Well, I hope your shrimp were happy. I hope they taste
good. I hope so, too. They were not organic. I don't really know if that means anything.
When I was working at Giant, I had someone buy crab. And it was, like, a little, like, plastic bag from, like, the seafood counter.
Yeah.
And it had, like maybe, like, I'm making hand shapes to handle, like, this much crab.
Oh, it's like a circle, kind of. Yeah.
And it was, like, $60.
$60?
Yeah. And I was, like, this, like, I'm looking at the crab, and, like, I've never eaten, like, crab, like, you know, crabs from the shell. Like, I've had, like, crab cakes and stuff, uh-huh. But, like, not, like, a whole crab.
Wait, it was a whole crab?
Yeah, like a whole crab.
It was
thing.
Like one crab.
It looked like one or two crabs. I couldn't really tell, but it wasn't a lot.
It wasn't like crab meat mashed up or
no,
something.
It had like crustacean-y like shell stuff.
Okay.
But I feel like you don't get a whole lot of meat.
60?
Yeah, like it didn't look like it would sustain like.
That's so weird. Much. I don't know. I haven't really eaten crabs. My mom, shout out to my mom, like soft shell crabs.
So I should have read the label. I don't know what they were.
Yeah, maybe you charged them the wrong price.
No, it's, unless the seafood people stuck the wrong sticker on it. But I was like, it's a lot for crab.
Damn.
Maybe they were like bougie crabs. I don't know.
Maybe they were special crabs. That's crazy. Do you ever get... Oh, frick. We have to go. But do you ever...
Travis is here yet.
He's not? Okay. Do you ever get like weird... Like sometimes when I buy stuff at Giant, I feel like... Not that the people are judging me, but I'm like, oh, like what are they going to think? Like do you ever like look at the people's stuff?
No, almost never.
Really?
Unless it's like sometimes, like I'll maybe make like a snap judgment if I see someone buying like a dozen cases of soda, and then they're like I will judge them for that. Like, I don't mean to, but like internally,
yeah,
I like judge you for buying 12 cases of soda.
Yeah,
but like otherwise, like a lot of things, no.
Mm.
So I think soda's the big one that stands out to me.
Really.
Because sometimes I, like, scan stuff so fast, I don't always, like...
Know
if I don't recognize it right away, I don't, like, take the time to read it.
I see.
But, yeah, soda's a big one. Some people buy, like, a ton of produce. And, like, produce is annoying because you have to, like, type it in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so much produce. I don't know how you can eat that much produce before it goes bad.
Like, 10 pounds of broccoli kind of thing?
Or, like, a huge variety of, like, fruits and vegetables. I'm like, what do you do with all of this?
I like fruits and vegetables.
You know, a big one is like plantains. Like people will buy like
really
a dozen plantains at a time.
That's so cool. I bought a plantain.
But did you buy a dozen plantains at once?
No, I just bought one. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So does the big one. Otherwise, I don't really judge.
Nice.
Anywho, I think our day is done.
Well, in case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth. Guys, she did it without reading the sign.
Yo, I'm going to say that I was taking some sneak peeks of the sign a couple minutes ago, but...
She did it.
I did it. I run the station.
You'll hear from us next week.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you. You'll hear us soon.
Bye.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy how different things are going to be next week. Like, will I have COVID? Will I not? Who knows?
Stay tuned.
Bye, guys.
See ya.